the omnibus bill curbing the defense budget. What do we need to be watching out for?
Well, it's going to be an extremely busy week. To put it into perspective, there's a lot more on the docket than just the appropriations bill. I guess I would look at it basically maybe two or three different themes. We all need to be mindful that combat operations were discontinued. That mission was successfully closed out yesterday in Iraq, number one. So those 4,000 troops will actually come home, and that'll be the end of that particular mission. Number two, on the House floor, as you mentioned, we've got two big issues this week. First will be the defense authorization bill, which has really been catching the limelight. As you know, the House passed that bill overwhelmingly last night. The Senate should pass it today, and there's strong indications that the president will not veto, as had previously been expected. Moving to the big ticket in terms of defense appropriations, the omnibus contains about 9 of the 13 bills that would fund the entire federal government. Expect about $1 trillion total, a little bit less than the $1.1 trillion that had been requested. The bill itself, as best I can tell, it remains hung up in the negotiations between Senate leadership and the House leadership over the payroll tax extension. So we're all waiting with bated breath to see the defense appropriations piece. It should be approximately $518 billion, which when you add the military construction money, brings us up to about $526 billion total for DOD in 2012. The fundamental concern, obviously, is that from both the program office perspective and the secretary's perspective and the contractor's perspective, that effectively flatlines the 2012 funding from the current 2011 funding. So there's not going to be a huge amount of upside there, but it's certainly not going to be negative cuts. I would expect they'll go right down to the wire, as the Senate and House always tend to do. The continuing resolution expires tomorrow midnight, as you know.
Yeah.
So perhaps cautiously optimistic to see the thing resolved over the weekend. Last thing to keep in mind is there's already a significant push. We already do have what we call the pass back guidance for 2013. This will be the fiscal year 2013 budget that won't come out until February. It is another flatlining. Our top line for the department should be about $524 billion there. The big news for your listeners is that when that budget comes out, it will include about $260 billion worth of cuts. The cuts are not really cuts. They are the forfeiture of the future planned funding growth for DOD. In other words, this is in line with the expectation of the Budget Control Act cuts. The big news for your listeners is going to be that the dreaded sequestration, this poison pill of the extra $57 billion per year cuts, the extra 11% just out of the blue, bolt out of the blue cuts, is not going to be present in the 2013, at least in the budget request. The last thing the listeners need to know is that there's already significant positioning of the Republicans both in the Senate and the House. The Senators McCain, Graham, Ayotte, and Kyle, Republican all, had a big press conference yesterday indicating that they'll be introducing legislation to suspend or delay the sequester. Again, sequester to the department and all civilian agencies would not occur until January 2013, which is when the new president and the new Congress would return to town. And there is a matching piece of a bill, the down payment to protect national security, that apparently is being introduced on the House side by the House Armed Services Chairman Buck McKeon. So going to be a busy week. Those are the big four trends that I would be watching right down to the wire.
Okay, I've got a ton of questions for you. We are talking with Jim McAleese. He's a principal of McAleese & Associates and a defense analyst. Now, first, you were talking about the omnibus bill, and you have a great amount of detail, and you can kind of see the path that it is taking. We have also been hearing that it's not going to make it, obviously, by tomorrow midnight, that there may have to be a short-term CR, but you are hopeful that the CR will be short-term and not for any long length of time, just enough to buy them enough time to get that omnibus bill through? In other words, they're going to have one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I I'm not as smart as I would like your listeners to believe me to be, but the Congress, when push comes to shove, always surprises me that a compromise does seem to emerge right at the last moment.
Which brings me to the sequestration stuff, because the whole point of sequestration was to be impetus for the folks on the super committee to figure it out. And if there were movement ahead of time to maybe eliminate the sequestration or take some of the sting out of it, that would have taken some of that impetus away. Of course, it doesn't matter now. I suppose it's moot because the super committee couldn't come to an agreement. But getting rid of it, doesn't that kind of make it a toothless tiger?
No. It's still on the books. The 2013 budget, when it comes out, will not show any sequestration cuts. The building just did not have the intellectual bandwidth in terms of the time that they were given to start planning for those additional cuts.
What do you mean by intellectual bandwidth?
Just the sheer size of the budget in terms of the RDT&E, the procurement, the military construction, the O&M, the military personnel, all those accounts and how they come together. It really is the planning, programming, budgeting system, what we lovingly refer to as the PPBENS system.
Takes
the department about a year to put together. So it's not as simplistic as it sounds. The stocks are trading generally at about 8 to 8.5 times price to earnings ratio. So the street's willing to pay about $8 to $8.50 for each dollar's worth of earnings that the contractors are projecting for next year. They are at basically an all-time low, but they are trading well above where the sequestration would put them. So the market, which is smarter than I am, is clearly anticipating we're going to have some compromise at the last minute. I would tend to want to see that compromise to come out during a lame duck session after the election, or a Hail Mary move immediately as the new president and the new Congress returns to town in January of 2013.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about this forever, but we're completely out of time. We've got about 20 seconds. What are some of the key, quickie little things that particularly our defense contractor audience and our Pentagon audience need to be watching for over the next week?
Agreed. Watch the appropriations bill. It's going to be positive. I think it'll give the resources we need for the troops, number one. Number two, know that the cuts that are coming up in the 2013 are not really cuts yet. The sequestration would be cuts. These are basically the forfeiture of planned future growth. Number three, as you go forward in planning for your 2012 annual operating plans and your program offices, anticipate that those cuts, as a general rule of thumb, for the 2013 to 2017 budget that will be coming up, about 50% of those cuts will probably go to planned procurement growth. About 20% of the cuts will go to additional efficiencies, which is operations and maintenance funding. And the remaining 30% of the cut I would expect to go to force structure, primarily Army and Marine Corps, which is really the military personnel funding.